numerous outages over the summer months and into the autumn and winter, where the broadband connection is cutting off and cutting out, and then the router is taking a significant amount of time to come back on. And when you're in the middle of a meeting or you're trying to get a particular project done for your work and the broadband connection cuts out, that causes serious issues with the employer and with people who are trying to get the job done as best as they can. And look, we need to be receiving assurances from National Broadband Ireland about what they're planning to do to fix these issues.
Because as you say, the one thing that came from COVID is that more people are working from home, but more people have the option now, are now being given the option to work from home. They want to work from home, but in many cases, they simply can't with that broadband service.
Yeah, and look, I think it's a welcome development that people are being given the opportunity. It's as a result of COVID, which is obviously a distressing time for everybody. But the advent of more people working from home, I think, is a welcome one, because I think it's important that everybody gets that work-life balance correct. But it's not possible when the broadband connections and the speeds are not reliable and they're not quick enough. Like we've been banging this drum for a long time about how the National Broadband Plan, the rollout needs to be quicker than what it has been so far. We can't be blaming COVID for the delay in the rollout. That's simply not acceptable at this stage. And I know from speaking to employers, employees, and indeed schools, from teachers and students, about the difficulties that the broadband reliability is causing for them. And look, I think it's time that this was addressed. We need to be seeing action.